Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland and bringing you another Labour Party scandal. That's Morgan McSweeney, who's not an MP, but nevertheless, one of the most consequential people in the Labour Party. He has been caught lying about things, about taking huge donations, which he didn't declare. I'm not disputing the legality of the quotations, but sorry, the quotations of the donations. But there's been a law about this since the 90s. Actually, it was the Labour Party brought it in. It was Tony Blair brought in these rules about funding, about declaring where the money comes from, so we can see if there's undue influence. Are you selling policies? Is this bribery going on? Sometimes it can't be proved, like to a criminal standard, but the voters can at least draw their own conclusions. So Morgan McSweeney, an Irishman, I blush to say, a Cork man as well, a disgrace to Cork. But anyway, he's been in the Labour Party since about 1998. He joined partly because of the Good Friday Agreement, but he seemed to attribute that to Tony Blair rather than to heroism of the Royal Ulster Constabulary, the British Army, Ulster Defence Regiment, and so on, and informers who defeated terrorists, both loyalist and Republican. But that's another story. So back to Mr. McSweeney. So he was there in the dog days for Labour, the time of the Jeremy Corbyn leadership, and he was seen as a moderate within Labour. Founded the Labour Together. This faction, and he was a director or company secretary of that from 2017 till around the middle of 2020. He was later chief of staff to Keir Starmer in opposition and now in government. So Labour together got huge donations, but it was over £730,000 of it, which they didn't declare. The moderate Labour donors who just wanted the Labour Party to take a different direction. Remember, after the 2015 defeat, Ed Miliband, Corbyn came in, very popular amongst ordinary members of the party, was leader 2015, 2016, a leadership challenge for most of his shadow cabinet resigned. Owen Smith, a right winger within the Labour Party, he challenged the leadership saying, "I'm just as radical as Jeremy," which certainly wasn't, but he lost. Jeremy was there. 2017 election, it looked like the Conservatives were going to wipe the floor with the Labour Party. But Corbyn ran a blinder of a campaign, electrified people, the youth vote. And Theresa May, then Prime Minister, she almost snatched defeat from the jaws of victory by running such a leaden-footed campaign. Anyway, the Conservatives narrowly won. But Labour treated it as though it were a victory. He stayed on. Obviously, 2019, Corbyn led them to defeat a second time. But McSweeney is perspicacious, and he knew Labour would never win under Jezza, was preparing for a better day. So all donations must be declared to the Electoral Commission within 30 days of their receipt. And he did not inform the Electoral Commission about this. And that is a legal duty incumbent upon advocacy groups, political parties, pressure groups, and so forth. So there was a big fine, £14,000 in 2021, the Electoral Commission, and there were more than 20 breaches of the law. I mean, I don't know what, how it didn't reach the criminal threshold. I'm not sure what this is in this. So Gerald Shamash, who was a Labour Party lawyer, I don't know if he's in the lawyers for Labour or whatever, or if he's employed by the Labour Party, he said you have to say this is an administrative error if there was no more convincing reason proving that it wasn't. Was that lying? Was he encouraging him to lie? Quite possibly, but that's what McSweeney said. So, I mean, you cannot, that is not an oversight over such a huge amount of money. And that was most of the money they received that year. So it's a lie to say it's an administrative error. It was deliberately withholding it, deliberately lying. It's a lie of omission when you're obliged to inform the Electoral Commission about that and so on. So it's unclear who was paying Morgan McSweeney's salary at the time. Or was the support in kind? If you're doing unpaid work for him, things like that. So it's very murky what's been going on in their finances. So Labour Together, what they were doing, and Starmer's leadership campaign early in 2020, Jeremy Corbyn resigned as Labour leader in the end of 2019. They lost that election just before Christmas. It wasn't sorted out into early 2020, just before coronavirus lockdown. So some Labour Together resources, messaging, polling, some of the staff time and so forth, that was used for him. Okay, so again, they were not adhering to the law. It was not a ministerial error. This was a lie. So you can see how they've been, misleading the public at best. It's willful mendacity, more like it. So it's drawn the Labour Party into disrepute. It obviously reflects on Sir Keir Starmer, who knew or ought to have known what his chief of staff was doing is no good, saying, oh, I had no idea. Ignorance is not an excuse. Okay. So yes, Conservatives have said that he must resign and so on. He's now sort of paid for by the taxpayer and so on. So anyway, the Work and Pension Secretary, Pat McFadden, says, no, Morgan McSweeney did nothing wrong. He's got to stay. But Conservatives have smelt blood in the water, saying he's got to go. Yeah. What do you think, Morgan McSweeney? And he never seems to be interested in getting public office. I get the feeling Starmer doesn't pull the strings of his government, George. I've never had that feeling about a government before. He's supposed to run from above. He's just, he doesn't seem credible. Yeah, it's redolent of what Norman Lamont said when he was sacked as Chancellor of the Exchequer in 1993. Give the impression of being office, but not in power. Yeah. So Starmer is running scared. I'll lead Labour to the next election. No, you won't. I would bet my bottom dollar he won't. Because Labour, where are we now? 2025. Theoretically, they could have gone to like August 2029. But if things are going well for a government, they call it a bit early, 2028. But things aren't going well for them. If we're still going badly in 2028, leave into 2029. Hope things will turn up. Will the economy speed up? Will the NHS list go down? Will crime go down? Will the Conservative Party implode? Or more likely, Reform UK? Reform United Kingdom is obviously the main threat to them and so on. So, yeah. He's now chief of staff to the prime minister. Okay, so he's about Labour's tactics, about their communications, about policy and so forth like that, right? So, and he connects the prime minister to Labour MPs, to donors, the Labour Party headquarters and so on. So yeah, he ran that for a while. So people are talking about as a Labour kingmaker. So his importance for the prime minister can hardly be overstated. He's a bit like, I know he's not the press secretary, but he's a bit like an Alistair Campbell figure. Yeah. So that's Morgan McSweeney. And then it is a reflection of his judgment, right? The Keir Starmer, to put him in here, knowing about the scandal, to keep him in there. And he's paid for by us because the Cabinet Office has a staff budget. So he's a political appointee in the civil service, like a special advisor. We shouldn't have any special advisors whatsoever. But I mean, I know that's a different matter. Margaret Thatcher brought them in, like a lot of things. The Conservatives, the rot set in under the Conservatives, and Labour's made it a lot worse. So we shouldn't have such an unethical person who's breached the law in a very serious way in relation to politics. You know, if it was shoplifting as a teenager, if it was a mile over the speed limit, that'd be different. I let that go. I think they've got to be magnanimity in politics. But this is major, over 20 breaches of donations law. And we're not talking about pennies here, £730,000. And that's what we know about. All right, what do you think? So, you know, the Deputy Prime Minister had to go over lying and theft. Lord Mandel had to go partly over lying, lies of omission, determine the depth of the relationship with Epstein, and obviously taking the side of a dangerous criminal against innocent victim. Brown is into the super rich. And, you know, he had previous instances. People knew what a scumbag Mandelson was, what an arse crawler he was to the wealthy because he's so avaricious. And now Morgan McSweeney.